weekend's fourth straight win. Brian Domolin had a goal and two assists. Mike Matheson added a goal and assist. And Brian Rust had two assists for the Pens. And then Sidney Crosby also had one of the assists. The Pens have now won 15 of their last 17 games. Elsewhere in the world of sports, where's my rest of my scores here, ticker? Oh, here we go. Hall of Famer Clark Gillis, a stalwart on the New York Islanders dynasty that won four straight Stanley Cup championships in the early 1980s, has died. He was 67. The team announced his death Friday night. They did not say where he died or provide a cause of death. In college basketball action, the Carnegie Mellon men's team dropped a home contest to the University of Rochester last night by a score of 71-60. That was in Wiegand Gym. The Tartans men's team are now 8-5 overall, 1-2 in the conference. The Rochester Yellow Jackets improved to 10-4 and 2-2 in the conference. The women's team defeated Rochester by a score of 63-47. The women's team now 9-4 on the year, 3-1 in the conference. Rochester jumped out to an early lead in that game, but the Tartans stayed the course, and it went on a run to pull within 1 point. 3 minutes later, Carnegie Mellon took its first lead of the game 2 minutes into the second period, hanging on for that victory, 63-47 over the University of Rochester. The Duquesne Dukes men's teams dropped one to St. Bonaventure last night by a score of 64-56, and that takes the Dukes down to 6-11 overall on the season. Other sports news, Pitt Panthers men's team taking on Clemson today. They're hoping to recover from that ugly loss against Virginia, 66-61 on Wednesday. That game is being played in Clemson at the Little John Coliseum, and tip-off is at 6 o'clock. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunny but cold today. Weather Service just revised their forecast, saying the high now only going to reach 26 degrees. Cloudy overnight with a low of 20. Snow showers on Sunday with a high of 28. Sunday night, chance of snow, low of 9 degrees above zero. Monday, partly sunny, high of 34. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high of 32. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess, 22 in Beaver County and in Butler, 25 in Washington, 19 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 19 degrees. New music from the Walters is going to take us to news time.
Need someone in my life to give it structure, to handle all the selfish ways I'd spend my time without her. You're everything I want, but I can't deal with all your love. You're saying I'm the one, but it's your actions that speak louder.
song that originally came out in 2014. It has just been re-released by the Walters. The band had actually broken up, and then that song went viral on TikTok a couple of months ago, and they are now reuniting. That's the Walters here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. The website is jaythurbershow.com. I'm on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks with The Week in Review, and the week ended where it began, with a standoff between the US and Russia over Ukraine. Friday's meeting in Geneva between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov saw no breakthrough. Mr. Lavrov offered this commentary.
Our American counterparts once again tried to push to the forefront the issues at the border between Russia and Ukraine. They tried to condition everything on the need of the so-called de-escalation, which has turned into some kind of a mantra. But at the end of our meeting, we agreed that next week the U.S. is going to present us with written answers to all of our proposals.
The Americans say he told them there are no plans for a Russian invasion. President Biden caused difficulty this week by making an apparent gaffe during a Wednesday news conference at the White House.
Russia will be held accountable if it invades, and it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having to fight about what to do and not do, et cetera. But if they actually do what they're capable of doing with the force amassed on the border, it is going to be a disaster for Russia.
In fact, U.S. policy does not distinguish between a minor incursion and a major invasion. And the following day, amid Ukrainian fury, he insisted that either eventuality will lead to crippling sanctions against Moscow. British politics this week saw Prime Minister Boris Johnson continuing to walk a tightrope, but still not falling off it. The Cabinet Office inquiry into summer parties last year that may have breached lockdown regulations will report in the next few days. Meanwhile, William Ragg, a lawmaker with the Prime Minister's governing Conservative Party, claimed he'd been intimidated in a bid to stop him from calling for Mr. Johnson's resignation.
The intimidation of a Member of Parliament is a serious matter. Moreover, the reports of which I'm aware would seem to constitute blackmail. As such, it would be my general advice to colleagues to report these matters to the Speaker of the House of Commons and the Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police.
On Friday, the government said there will be no investigation into those claims. Intense global efforts were made all week to reach Tonga after it was cut off from the outside world following an undersea volcano's eruption and the subsequent tsunami last weekend. One man survived swimming in the sea for 27 hours after being swept away. Dave Tappan is the former chief geologist for the kingdom.
It is very isolated. It's very beautiful. And the volcanoes, indeed, are absolutely fantastic things. But most volcanoes are. There are many volcanic islands, like the Canary Islands or Hawaii. They're beautiful places, but there is an inbuilt hazard.
It could be weeks before full communications are restored with Tonga. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK
McKeesport.
Until happiness is destined to lose.
Four Tops getting us started here on the 2 o'clock hour, excuse me, 1 o'clock hour. I'm trying to rush the show, trying to get the show over much more quickly than usual. Usually that's the listeners who are trying to hit the imaginary fast forward button on their radios. I'm Jay Thurber, jaythurbershow.com, also on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show, and 106, much more music time.
Support for WMCK.FM comes in part from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation. Created in 1952, the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation is a charitable organization that provides funding for educational, cultural, and public activities in the Monoc area. For more information, visit the website at www.gcmurphy.org.
Additional support for this broadcast comes in part from Finney Funeral Homes in Clareton, Glassport, Dravosburg, and West Elizabeth, and contributions from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes and Design Monuments, as well as donations from listeners just like you. Thank you.
This is Tiger Radio. It's the one that's on the go. Wonderful.
Tube City Online Radio.
Now the station that plays more Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Titch than any other station in Pittsburgh, Radio 9, here's the legend of Xanadu.
Esta es la leyenda de Xanadu.
Knievel leaps over seven 1946 Studebakers later with Jay Thurber.
on the ABC Radio Network.
Yeah. Do you want to sing? Yes. Hold it just a minute and watch me now.
Johnny Thunder with Here We Go Loop to Loop here on Radio 9, and these are the times.
How sweet it is to be young and in love.
Ooh, ooh, sometimes we walk hand in hand by the sea, and we
Oh, with life. A salt and pepper, a fork and knife. Radio goes with life.
Hold on just a second. What just happened there? Hang on. What happened? Why did we lose my little thing there? Oh, Dodd Blast, all of you Dodd Blastin' Dodd Blasters. Anyways, I wanted to bring you the latest monkey news. That truck carrying 100 monkeys that was involved in a crash yesterday on I-80 in Montour County. What happened was a truck carrying about 100 monkeys, and I always thought they were transported in barrels, but apparently they're transported in trucks. A truck, maybe there were barrels on the truck. A truck carrying 100 monkeys was involved in a crash with a dump truck in Montour County on Interstate 80 yesterday. Pennsylvania State Police now saying that there is still one monkey unaccounted for. State police urging the public to not attempt to look for or capture the monkey. Authorities have asked any residents who might see the monkeys to call state police at 570-524-2662. At last report, one of the monkeys was trying to get a job as a DJ.
Monkey, monkey, monkey.
1963, Freddie Boom Boom Cannon here on Radio 9 at 123. Much more music done. New music from Rufus Du Sol coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Coming up at 5 o'clock on 88.3 WRCT Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University. It's Chop Shop with Dan Strange. Confusing sounds for confusing times. Listen to Chop Shop with Dan Strange every Saturday at 5 on Independent Freeform 88.3 WRCT. If you're listening to us on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport at 5 o'clock, it's the Kirsten and Amber Show. And today they're going to flash back to this week in 1992, bring you some of the hits of that year. It's Kirsten and Amber every Saturday on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. You can also go to WMCK.FM. Here's an important message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Protect yourself against hypothermia and frostbite during cold weather. Wear warm clothing that covers your skin. Remove any wet clothing immediately. And when the temperature drops near zero, limit your time outdoors. Watch for signs of hypothermia and frostbite, especially among elderly adults and friends and babies. Elderly babies? No. Maybe they want to reword that. Also, watch for signs of frostbite and hypothermia in anyone who has been drinking alcohol, as well as others who are at risk. Seek immediate medical attention. If someone has bright red, cold skin, very low energy, memory loss, slurred speech, and drowsiness, these are all signs of hypothermia. For more information, go to cdc.gov and click on the disasters link and look for more information on how to protect you and your family during extremely cold weather. Tonight's predicted low temperature, 20 degrees. When the temperature drops below freezing, only Boron with Ice Guard protects your car from fuel line freeze-up. You go, or Boron pays the tow. Looking for a high today of 26 degrees under partly sunny skies. Cloudy overnight with a low of 20. Snow showers on Sunday, high 28. Chance of snow Sunday night, very cold, low of 9. Monday, partly sunny with snow showers likely in the afternoon, 34. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 32. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 22 in Beaver County and in Butler. Those temperatures have not moved all morning, have they? 19 right now in Pittsburgh International Airport. Also 19 street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland with new music from Rufus Du Sol.
Like there's a crack in the heavens. Feels like my day could be turning. Like I can tell if my luck's gonna change. If you could see me now, I'd probably let you down. But that's enough for me. You got me begging, baby. Looks like I'm on my knees again.
From Sydney, Australia, that's new music from Rufus Du Sol here on Radio 9.
Thinking of buying a compact car? Well then, think big. Look at the Lark by Studebaker, the compact that's big where it counts. Even though the Lark is the shortest of all compacts, inside the Lark loads bigger. Combines larger head, shoulder, hip, and leg room. It's a true six-passenger and comfort car. Like big performance, the Lark's got it two ways, hustling six or doubly powerful V8. Like big proof with no bull, again, the Lark's got it. More than a billion owner-driven miles. Proof that the Lark gives you big savings. Up to 33% on gas, 23% on maintenance. And the Lark has big trade-in value. Visit your Studebaker dealer and you'll find all these big values don't cost a penny more than ordinary compacts. See the compact without compromise. The Lark by Studebaker.
I hope we get paid in advance for that. We're at the halfway mark. We'll have more news for you at 2 o'clock. You're tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley, tubecityonline.com/radio in McKeesport. That's a mouthful. Or 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It's 1:30. Crosby had his 15th career hat trick last night as the Pens beat the Columbus Blue Jackets 5-2. We'll check sports for you in just about 20 minutes. Here's The Circle on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
It's much too groovy a summer's day to waste running round in the city. But here on the sand, I can dream away. Go a look at the girls. There's nothing easier. such a turn down day, and I dig it. It's a turn down day, nothing on my mind. It's a turn down day, just a turn round day. It's a turn down day, just a turn round day.
On a boat in a tree, on the beach at Waikiki. Keep a radio with you so your ears can see.
Soul, Aretha Franklin. We saw the movie that they made about her, the biopic, a little while ago. It's worth your time. We enjoyed it a lot. I'm Jay Thurber. These are the Monkees, not the ones loose up on I-80.
D.W. Washburn.
I heard a sweet voice say,
D.W. Washburn.
This is your lucky day. Soup is waiting, a hot bowl of soup and a shave.
D.W. Washburn,
we picked you to save.
not believe I got it made.
Thurber, 19 degrees right now in downtown McKeesport. We'll check your full-time forecast in less than 10 minutes. We lost Louis Anderson yesterday. We're going to hear from Louis Anderson in a couple of minutes, too. Hear the stories. Singing about a different Louis, Brother Louis, on Radio 9 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio. Let her rip.
She was black. Took her home to meet his mom.
Grace with Brother Louie on Radio 9. Louie Anderson coming up next.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I can't stay long. I'm in between meals, so bear with me. I was just at McDonald's, and all those statistics just changed. So. I went shopping today. What's this? One size fits all stuff. Being in California, being fat, and trying to get into this California life. Went to the beach the other day. Every time I'd lay down, people would push me back into the water. He's dying. And the bums down at the beach, always coming up to you, those guys. Hey, buddy, could you help me out with a sandwich? Well, sure, where is it? Of course, what brought me to California was the Olympics. I was tried every event for the Olympics. Tried that pole vault. I drove that sucker right into the ground. I did a good thing, though. I straightened out those uneven parallel bars. Broad jump, killed her. Oh, sorry, I'm sweating, but if I don't, I'll explode. My favorite thing is when you go over to someone's house and you're fat, they overcompensate. Oh, come on in, Louie, and sit down here on this concrete sofa. Or the reinforced steel lawn furniture. You know what I do, head right for that wicker. People say, Louie, why do you do those fat jokes? Because if I didn't, you guys would sit out there and go, you think he knows he's that big? Like I woke up one morning, oh, no. Honey, get in here. I am from Minnesota. Any Minnesotans? Could I get a ride home with you? Where would we put him? I love Minnesota. We go back every year. It's a great outdoor state. Do a lot of camping. Of course, when I go camping, the bears put their food up in the trees. I had that very strict Midwestern upbringing, a very strict father, the kind of guy who hates everybody. You know, my dad, we'd be in the family car driving down the street. He'd spot somebody walking down the street that was a little different. Oh, he'd slow that car down. Look at that. For crying out loud. Get my rifle. Or he would say things that made no sense to you when you were a kid. He'd be driving, the traffic would get rough. You know, if I was the last person on earth, some moron would turn left in front of me. And when he'd say that, too, if I was the last person, you'd always turn to your brother and go, wish he was, don't you? My dad, I heard that, damn it. You kids want to walk home from here? Well, yeah, it's only a block. Don't get smart with me. or I'll drive you 10 damn miles and drop you off. That's how far I had to walk to school every damn day. And my brother would chime in, and you didn't have any shoes either, did you, Dad? I don't want you to get the wrong impression of my father. He never hit us. Carried a gun. Well, he never shot it. He just called. Very effective, I'll tell you. I loved hassling. My parents had a younger brother, of course. That's the easiest way. Because you don't have to hit them or anything. You just get up in the morning, you go down to breakfast. You look across the table. You do this. You do that, you'll hear this every time. Mom, Louie's looking at me again. And you love that because you go, oh, is it against the law to look at people? Look at Mom, does this bother you? You keep it up, all of a sudden you hear. Is he home today?
Radio.
Sports and weather coming up next. Here's Jimmy Reed, Big Boss Man on Radio 9.
Big Boss Man, can't you hear me when I talk? Big Boss Man.
Much more music 10. News coming up for you at 2 o'clock.
Your front row center at the ball game.
Yes, sir.
And you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Last night, Sidney Crosby got his 15th career hat trick and added an assist. As the train went past, that's actually the goal horn blowing as the Penguins beat the Columbus Blue Jackets by a score of 5-2. Last night was not a good outing for the Pens goalie, who got pulled partway into the first period, I believe, if I remember correctly. In college basketball action, the Carnegie Mellon men dropped a home conference contest to the University of Rochester last night by a score of 71-16, drops the men's team to 8-5 overall, 1-2 in the conference. The women's team, however, defeated the University of Rochester at home by a score of 63-47. That moves the Lady Tartans to 9-4 on the season and 3-1 in the conference. The Duquesne Dukes men's basketball team lost to St. Bonaventure last night by a score of 64-56. The Pitt Panthers men's team, they're taking on Clemson today. Game time is at 6 o'clock.
Steel City weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. For the rest of the afternoon, partly sunny skies, with a high reaching 26 degrees. Cloudy overnight, 20. Sunny on Sunday with snow showers likely, 28. Chance of snow Sunday night, very cold, low of 9. Monday, partly sunny, and then snow showers likely with a high Monday of 34. 22 right now in the suburbs, 19 in the city. And Sam Fender's going to take us to news time with new music on Radio 9.
Sickness was forever. I remember snuff videos, cold Septembers, the distances we covered, the fist fights on the beach, the busies round us up. Do it all again next week in embryonic love. The first time that it's scarred, embarrass yourself for someone, crying like a child. And the boy you kicked Tom's head in still bugs me now. That's the thing, it lingers and claws you when you die.
He's 7 years old, and he's from the north of England. That's new music from Sam Fender. I'm Jay Thurber. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. You're tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, and 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. FSN News is next. Excuse me, it's not FSN News. It's a public news source. Public news source news is next. It's 2 o'clock. I'm going to see if I can tune up my brain.
I'm Mike Clifford.
More than 200 business owners are calling on others to support federal reforms to strengthen election laws.
Senate Democrats were unable to change the filibuster rules on Wednesday night in order to pass legislation to expand voting access across the country. Barry Sick owns Naturepedic, an organic mattress company in Northeast Ohio, and is a member of the American Sustainable Business Network. He says businesses understand a functioning economy relies on a functioning democracy, and that, he says, requires citizen involvement.
If I may be a little bit harsh, we can't just trust government to do the right thing. We need citizen participation. We want a society where everybody's treated equal, everybody has a chance to succeed. Voting rights is one part of that.
The bill defeated in the Senate would have established minimum federal voting standards. It was a response to dozens of bills passed in GOP-controlled states that Democrats argue were designed to make it harder to vote. Mary Sherman reporting.
Meantime, a new wave of Arizona voters in the 2020 election changed the normally conservative state to one where progressive candidates and ideas have a fighting chance. Some are feeling deserted by Senator Kristen Sinema's vote Wednesday night against changing the Senate filibuster.
The move essentially blocked Democrats' efforts to pass new voting rights legislation. Dozens of supporters, including the powerful Emily's List Political Action Committee, say they're reevaluating or outright pulling their support. Roy Tatum, political director of the group Our Voice, Our Vote, says Sinema has left many of her supporters scratching their heads.
We feel that she's abandoned those of us who supported her. I've had a number of conversations with her directly around some of the specific issues that we were dealing with, and I had no idea that she would just be so distant.
Sinema says while she supports the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, she refuses to modify the filibuster in order to pass them with a simple majority. Sinema's election to the Senate, along with fellow Democrat Mark Kelly, was hailed as proof that conservatives had lost their tight grip on Arizona politics. I'm Mark Richardson.
And from the Hill, the U.S. Supreme Court Thursday rebuffed abortion providers' latest legal maneuver in their challenge to the Texas six-week ban, which has sharply reduced abortion access in the state since taking effect nearly 5 months ago. The order issued without comment was unsigned but appeared to divide the court along ideological lines, with the court's three liberal justices writing in dissent. The Hill notes an issue as a procedural fight over which tier of the lower federal courts the case should return to after a divided Supreme Court ruled last month that abortion providers could contest the ban in federal court and list Texas state licensing officials as defendants. This is PNS.
Hey, now look alive! And everything lights up and it make you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about. Oh. Now, money won't bring you happiness, but we know who will.
Jay Berger!
Come on now, get a smile, get happy. Wow! Tune in and turn on. Oh.
Wait a minute, give me...
Didn't we hear this last week? I feel like we heard this. I feel like we heard that last week, and the computer just barfed it up again. I know some of you like Steely Dan, so about a little Steely Dan.